Blog Talk Radio.
Frolic Living is Sight on the Air.
Dedicated. Just went down. One second.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Frolic.
Another minute. Keep talking.
Well, you be quiet.
Down. Sorry.
You're supposed to be the engineer.
Oh, no.
Inner Sight with the funnies right here. We got Dinnigan's coming up later. Louie will be here goofing off. Oh, and a new report of Gabriel selling used toilet seats. Yeah. And they caught him out on the corner there, out on the highway. Trying to sell these toilet seats. So we'll tell you about that.
Yep.
And whatever other crazy stuff we can cook up or pull out of the hat or whatever. Inner Sight Frolic, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Adopt a Nikita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there in South Jersey. And we thank her for all her help. And the Big East, Akita Rescue, Verizon.net. Check that out. That's the email. All right. All right. Inner Sight, Frolic. Here we go. So the engineer died. She came back to life.
Pardon? The port crashed and crashed me out of the whole system. What am I to do, Frank? I'm sorry.
Kick it. Forget is bill. Why don't we get something good for a change?
Well, I don't know, but I haven't got the money to pay all these bills.
I know that. Wait a minute. What's this?
Looks like a letter.
It is a letter. From, Her Majesty the Queen of England.
Her Majesty the Queen of England? I didn't know that you knew her, Ollie.
I don't know her. I've never met her in my life. Maybe there's a connection because you're from Britain.
Well, you better open it up.
Let's see what it says here. Dear Sir or Madam, it is my great pleasure to bestow on you the sum of $40 million.
$40 million? Gee, that's almost a lot of money. $40 million?
Gee, fainted. I hope he didn't break the floor.
I better get that smelling salt. Help him. Ollie, talk to me. Are you alive?
Gee, a fella inherits $40 million and right away
he passes out. Ollie, wake up.
$40 million. I'm rich.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're rich. What about me?
Well, don't worry. I'll take care of you. That's what I'm afraid of.
Will you... Never mind. Now, let me see that letter.
the sum of 40 million. There it is again. Now, don't read that. You're going to pass out again. I'm not going to... Oh, no. There he goes. Ollie, talk to me. Talk to me, Ollie. You're my best friend in the whole world. Talk to me, Ollie. Come on, you gotta get up, buddy. Up, you gotta get the money. Now, what does it say? How do we get it? You will be duly notified in the sufficient time. Duly notified. Now, wait a minute. You know, I've heard about some of these things, and some of them are not true, you know. It's what they call a scammy. A what? A scammy. A scammy? I heard of a whammy, but I never heard of a scammy. Well, that's the British word. It means somebody who puts one over on you. Now, wait a minute. I'm going down to the bank with this letter. They'll know if it's real or not. Well, let me go with you. You might need a bodyguard. Bodyguard. On second thought, you might need 3 bodyguards. That's a pretty big body. Oh, shut up. Now, let me do the talking. Yes, may I help you? Oh, yes. Can you confirm this letter for me that it's actually from royalty, from the Queen of England? Well, let me see that. What'd he say, Ollie? What'd he say? I don't know. Be quiet. He's in deep thought. Where did you get this letter? He got it in the mail because I'm British. The mail, huh? Have you monks ever been arrested? No, sir. Well, it's always the first time. Now, if you don't leave, I'm calling the police. Well, now, wait a minute. What about the letter? We didn't write it. I don't care about no stupid letter. It's a phony. The letter's a phony? Give me that letter. I don't believe it. How could it be a phony? It was written by the Queen of the Hand of England herself. And what are we going to do, Ollie? I don't know, but the landlord will be up any minute. We'll have to pay the rent. I got an idea, see? I'll show him this letter. That ought to hold him off. Good idea. In the meantime, I'm going to go hide under the bed. Under the bed. What are you hiding for? Well, I don't want it when the landlord starts ranting and raving. I don't want to be around. See, I get very nervous. Who's there? It's me, Mr. Johnson, the landlord. I want my rent. Open this door. That's him. That's him, the monster of mayhem. The target of degradation. The horror of horrors of Hoboken Street. Will you shut up? Why don't you help me? Open that door. Do I have to open the door? Open the door. Oh, hello, Mr. John. Get out of my way, you little squirt. All right, Fatso. Where's my rent? Who are you calling Fatso? You. Oh. Well, listen, now, I'm gonna have the rent. Now, Mr. Johnson, do you believe in fairy tales? What are you talking about? I don't believe in fairy tales. I only believe in my rent. Now, let's have it. I got something to show you, Mr. Johnson, and you're not going to believe it. Look at this. From the Queen of England, congratulations, you have inherited $40 million. Where did you get this? Who wrote this? Well, I didn't write it, even though it looks British. What kind of a phony game is this? What's this letter got to do with my rent? Well, now, it shows you that we're going to be able to pay the rent now, regular. $40 million. That's a lot of money. Ah, that's a lot of malarkey. Get out. I want my rent or I'm shutting off the gas, electric, phone, lights, water, and everything else. Let's see how you like it in here without that. You wouldn't dare. Oh, I wouldn't, eh? Just try me. Now take this letter and give me my rent. Well, I have to wait till I get my inheritance. Inheritance. The only thing you're going to inherit is the garbage cans downstairs. Now get down there and move them. Boy, he's mean. Well, you'll never know. Did Lauren Hardy really get the $40 million? All right. Hey, there's one we could continue.
Yes, we can.
Maybe sometime. All right. All right, inner sight. Yeah, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Don't call me. I'll call you. Don't call you, I'll call you, you call me, you call her, she'll call me. What are you talking about? Give me the number, will you? Oh, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. All right, so you talk to Gary when you call that number here. All right, Insight, what we got? A beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey Foster, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, and all the others. Avante Oquindo. Mentioned a few of the kids passed away. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you to do that. All right. Hey, you got the Able News hanging around?
Yes. Yeah. I do. Hold on.
Well, set it
board.
Up. Give it a
okay.
Wing. Able News. And Inner Sight.
Yeah, hold on.
Go together.
Yes, they do.
All right, here we go.
All right, hold on.
Live.
Yes, they do. I'll just say it if it doesn't come up.
Frolics.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 30-some-odd years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads that boast marriages. Also, they have, you can buy and sell things. I really got rusty, so I'm going to continue this with with an actual advertisement. Here goes. She's better off than me right now.
Paper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. In a sight, we got Louie coming up, Jimmy Dinigan, with his school mess. Tell you about that. And, there was a news thing the other day. I don't know if anybody saw it, but, you know, it comes on some of these independent news channels to get some of this stuff, you know. Gabriel selling used toilet seats out on the highway, see? And somebody turned them in. I don't know. But anyway, so we went out there, and we got a little interview and tried to straighten them out a little bit. Or, well, anyway, this is part of it. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. Well, what are you doing out here? Trying to make some money for Halloween. Halloween? Wait a minute. This is May. It's almost May. What are you talking about, Halloween? Well, I got to start early, see?
5 months
I got
early.
these toilet seats, see? I got about 10 or 20 of them. And they're beautiful. They're antique. Not only that, they had famous asses on them.
What?
Famous? What are you talking about? Famous asses? Yeah, like for instance, this one. See, you see what it's, I got notes on all of them. See the note here? George Washington's ass. Stayed here. George Washington. What do you mean? You mean to tell me that Washington actually sat on this toilet bowl? Oh yeah. I got the proof. You got the proof. The only proof you got is 80 proof. I got that too. You want a drink? Oh, give me that. Now, what do you mean? How do you know George Washington sat on that toilet seat? Well, they're because it's the vibes. I got the vibes. The vibes? You got more than the vibes. I think you got the hives. I don't know. I got the vibes. Now, here's another one. Teddy Roosevelt actually got constipated on this toilet seat. If you want to buy it, it's only a couple of bucks. Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, he couldn't go. He ate something he shouldn't have eaten, you know, some kind of stale bread or something, I don't know. And he got all clogged up, and he goes, will you cut that out? Yeah, and his, one of his rough riders hit him in the back of the head, see, and he went, boom, rah! And then he went, That's Teddy Roosevelt toilet seat. I got one here, was actually used by a very famous comedian, see. Everybody heard it. You heard of Jack Benny, right?
Yeah, I heard of Jack Benny. You're going to tell me that Jack Benny actually sat on that?
Oh, yeah, because, see, you know why he sat on it? Now, everybody knows that Jack Benny was very cheap. See, he sat on it because he didn't have to pay. He didn't want to go to the pay toilet, see. 5 cents he had to pay to go to the toilet years ago.
5 cents paid Jack Benny. Well, give me that toilet seat. It's my seat and I want it.
Who said that? I don't know, but it sounds like Jack Benny to me. What are you going to do? No, I'm going to hang it up on the pole here, and we're going to try to sell it. Jack Benny's ass was right here. Will you? I don't know what you're doing here, but, uh-oh. Here comes Joe the cop. Now you're in trouble. All right. Nah, not you again. What am I going to do with you? What do you got these toilet seats hanging up all over these trees over here? You crazy? Look at this one. This one's dirty. Why don't you at least clean it? Well, it's authentic. That's the one where King Farouk couldn't take a poop. King Farouk couldn't take a poop. Woo! All right, in his sight. Don't ever buy an antique toilet seat. Because you don't really know who was on it.
That's
it. It might be some of the poop from King Farouk.
Ooh.
All right.
You buy the seat, then you drench it with bleach. Remember our... yeah.
In his sight. Oh, you want to call in? Try to say something stupid. 213-816-1650. You call in. Either stupid or funny. You know, we don't want no serious stuff tonight.
I got something stupid. If you come in and you want to come into my house, you'll see two legs that look like elephants. They're attached to me. Not good.
Come into your house? Why? With elephants? What are you talking about?
Yeah, with elephants. Baby elephants.
What?
Except the legs are attached to me.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you better do something about that. You're not gonna make it very long with that.
I'm gonna do something about it. Right now I'm sitting here trying to figure out what to do something about.
You get a doctor that'll help you. Call that
what?
Berg guy I told you about.
Yeah, I am.
All right, in the sight. Dinigan's coming up with the school thing where he came in with a wad.
Wad
over his shoe.
God.
All right, God with the wad. I mean,
Jimmy, sit down. Don't sit over there, Al. Jimmy, get up. Make every noise of your mind, Miss Moore. Sit down, get up.
Anyway, we'll tell you about that. Is Louie on the line?
No, but we have Anthony listening. So when that changes, if he wants to come on, we'll let him share.
give me some honeymooner music in there, Ralphie boy.
All right, here it goes. That's the ladder.
Here we go. Home yet?
No, he's not home yet, Ed.
Oh, well, that's good. I don't want him to know because I don't want Trixie to know.
Why, know what?
Well, after what happened to me today in the sewer, I find it very hard to work one more day for the sewer company after what they said.
Well, what happened? What'd they say?
You're fired.
Oh, Ed, you got fired. That's horrible. Trixie's going to be very upset over that.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I don't want to know. See,
well, you can't hide it from her.
Well, I can hide it as long as I can. Until I go upstairs. What's going on in here? Trying to take a nap? What's all that noise?
Ralph, Ed lost his job.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What are you going to do now? I don't know. Well, I think I got another job. I'm gonna work for the handy-dandy vacuum cleaner company. I'm going to be the manager. Manager? Yeah. After I sell 25 vacuum cleaners. 25 vacuum cleaners? Now, where are you going to sell 25 vacuum cleaners? I don't know. Ralph, you want to buy one? I don't want to buy any vacuum cleaner. What do I look like to you, a maid? Yeah, so, when do you start this job? Tomorrow. I got to go out and knock on the doors and...
Alice. Ed, you're down here.
Yeah, I'm here, Trixie. I didn't want to get you all excited and upset if you find out I lost my job. Gee, I didn't think she'd take it so good. So good, she's ready to jump out the window. Trixie, take it easy. Now listen, anything you need help with, Norton, just let me know, would you? I mean, you know, we're pals to the end. Well, thanks, Ralph. Sweet kid. I'll be all right. I got to go out tomorrow and try to sell some of these vacuum cleaners. Now, wait a minute, pal. You need an assistant? Assistant? Ralph, I don't think I better do that because they hired me, see, alone. Oh, yeah. Alone. Well, good luck, pal. My first door.
What do you want? Quit banging on that door or I'll bang on your head.
Jeez. Sounds like a nice lady.
Get away from my door or I'll call the police. What do you want?
I'm with the handy-dandy vacuum cleaner company. I want to demonstrate our beautiful vacuum picker-upper-dirter to you.
Picker-upper-dirter? You sound like a dirter.
Miss, if you open the door, I can demonstrate the simplicity of this vacuum that your floor will never be dirty again.
Ah, you stupid bum. Get out of my door. Get away from me.
Please, lady, please.
All right. Ooh. What's that?
That's the vacuum cleaner. Would you mind put the plug in the wall?
Plug in the wall.
Sounds like he's singing a song.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, lady. You can't fool me. I know what you're trying to do. There's not enough dirt on this floor. Wait a minute.
What? What do you mean there's not enough dirt on the floor? The floor is filthy. I haven't cleaned it for 3 weeks. Now, does that thing work or doesn't it?
I think it needs a drop of Earl.
Drop of Earl? It wouldn't help if you dip it in Texas. Now, pick up that dirt or I'm going to kick you.
Don't kick me, lady. I got infantile paralysis.
You got what?
Infantile paralysis.
Paralysis? I thought he was on Channel 7. Haralaman. Never mind. Pick up. Pick up that dirt.
I can't pick it up, lady.
Why not?
Because it's not enough. You got to put more dirt down. Wait a minute. I got some dirt in the truck. I'll be right back.
Get out of here!
Not enough dirt.
Woo!
Imagine you trying to sell a vacuum cleaner and you tell the person there's not enough dirt on the floor. You gotta put more
dirt
down.
My mom would smack the guy.
And then it doesn't pick it up.
Yeah, my mom would have said, "What do you mean there's not enough dirt?
Woo!
I try to make it clean." She wouldn't have.
All right. Inner Sight, 831, New York. Yeah, frolic.
Yeah.
We got Louie coming up. We got Dinnigan.
He's here. Waiting.
With the crazy wad of crap on his shoe.
Uh-oh.
Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he is.
All right, let's get Louie on the... Louie the Lip on Inner Sight.
Yes.
Live.
Here comes Louie. All right, here he comes.
All right.
Live, Louie.
Hang out there.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Wait, I hear you're whacking through the... You're entertaining my voice, huh? And my name
That's
is
it.
Connie and Chrissy. Wants to talk to Frank Perino.
Oh,
you with that
okay.
Connie and Chrissy.
You and Connie and Chrissy obsessing.
Yeah, so what's up? We need a good song for Connie and Chrissy. What's a good song for them?
Oh, I don't
know. Yeah, just a minute. My name is...
I was thinking something about a rodeo.
Wait a minute, you interrupted
Louie.
Let Louie talk.
Hello, my name is Louie. My name is... Rosanna Danner, and I'm at Connie and Chrissy's interview. And Connie and Chrissy, let me ask you a question. I want to talk to you guys about Frank Perino and Suzanne on the Block Talk Radio while I was watching your show on Saturday night from 11 to midnight on Public Access. I like to hear your dresses going wild on your pink dresses and your white dresses.
Pink and white, they
oh,
like,
I like
huh?
their dresses. They're pretty colors.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what do they talk about? Going out with guys?
Yeah, basically.
Man, they come in. Yeah, Frank Perino. They're going out with guys. What else? You know, the same story, you know. She's going out. She's going wacky, and those two go crazy. And then I go around with Connie and Chrissy's house where I'm a talk, and I told you I gave Connie and Chrissy a little love drops to the two ladies, put a little bit a shot glass, and they drinking it, and they go
goggling.
Hey, they ever tell stories about when they went out on a date and what happened?
Yeah, on Date Night, it's the name of the show for Connie and Chrissy. That's in the ratings.
The Date Night show.
Yeah, but they ever tell stories about their dates?
Yeah,
that
something
cool
like that,
thing.
You know.
I could just picture them, you know.
I went out with this guy, see? And he was horrible. He had body odor and foot odor, and he smelled, and he had
his hair was all dirty, and he said, "Don't you think I'm good looking?" I said, "What?" I said, "What? Don't sit over there." I told him, "Don't sit near me. I don't even know you. Sit over there. Let me get the feeling without getting the smelling."
Oh, no.
Hey, Frank Perino, man. Watch out, Connie and Chrissy. They got perfume on.
Oh, they like perfume, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But you can't smell that through the television.
Smell it?
No, you can't smell it through the television. I told Connie, I'm going to tell Connie and Chrissy with Roseanne, not Diana, and they're having a good time, disco on the dance floor, they boogie down, you know what I mean? You have to come to me first, talk to Roseanne, Diana, all about Connie and Chrissy on the show date night, and talking blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they like to dance.
They like to eat and eat and eat and talk and talk and talk. They eat too much. They gotta eat a salad, make them healthy and everything.
Oh, they eat on the show. They eat food on the show.
Yeah, now they can't eat in the show. They eat at home, something like that, you know.
Oh, they don't eat on the show. All right. I didn't think they ate on the show.
Nah.
Hey, Suzanne and Frank. I miss your studio. I've been there for a while. No here.
Yeah, we all miss it.
We miss it too.
Yeah, so I want you to sing a song for Connie. We're gonna dedicate a song to Connie and Chrissy. You know, so pick out it's got to be a love song, a sweet love song. You know, good love song for Connie and Chrissy.
You're not the sweet type. Let's put it that way, Frank.
Let's see.
Hey,
let's
Frank,
get a...
I'm going to hide in the closet.
He's going to hide in the closet.
Nah, what do you want to hide in the closet for? You can't, you're going to sing in the closet?
Because Connie and Chrissy here, I got to hide in the closet.
Wait a minute. You want to sing from the closet? Go ahead.
There are more than belts.
This is Louis Rivera. Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the closet.
Yeah.
Now, sing. How about a nice Nat King Cole song? Smile, though your heart is aching.
Heart is aching.
Smile,
sing it together.
Even though it's breaking.
Smile, you may hardly break it.
When
you get love, if
you'll get by.
That's good. I can't laugh to it.
When you smile, when your heart is empty. He's more than God is breaking.
Smile, what's the use of crying?
Crying.
The worst that can happen
when
to you is dying.
No, God.
You'll find that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
With the special as a dog in the end. No.
I think we just destroyed the eardrums of five dogs.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight with Louis Rivera.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I won't forget tomorrow is Connie and Chrissy on 11 o'clock on Public Gas, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yes.
BD glasses.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Can't have people looking at you after that.
All right, Inner Sight. Thanks, Louis.
I love you guys.
You were great, man.
You take care. Have a good weekend.
Now. Enjoy yourself this weekend.
Love ya.
We love you, too.
Yeah,
you.
So New York, bye-bye. 840.
Bye-bye.
Inner Sight Frolics. And a typical day in the PS 157. At least it started out that way. We're all sitting there, you know, Jimmy's late as usual, of course. And he comes in, and he's limping on one foot, see? And Miss Martha, Jimmy, what are you walking like that for? I can't tell you, Miss Martha. And all of a sudden, Janie says, Miss Ma, what's that smell?
Uh-oh.
Never mind, Janie. Keep still, you know. And Jimmy says, oh, you know why I'm late, Miss Ma? Because I got the wad. What? You got what, Jimmy? The wad. See? Look. On my shoe. See that wad? Oh, my God. Jimmy, don't put your foot down. Well, how am I going to stand up? I can't stand one foot. I'll die. I'll fall down. So she calls the maintenance.
Okay.
She calls the maintenance housekeeping, you know, the school.
Yeah.
And Dorothy comes in. Now, you had to know Dorothy was the most obnoxious bitch I ever lived, you know. She comes in, she goes, Jimmy, what's wrong with you?
Stepping in a pile of food.
I didn't mean to do it, Miss Dorothy. I couldn't help it. I couldn't see it. Somebody let that dog go right there, and it wasn't a seeing eye dog. I know that. A seeing eye dog wouldn't do that. A good dog. This dog pounding the rail. Jimmy, stop that. Now, hold your foot up. I'm going to put the mop on your foot. And she takes the mop and she splashes it all over.
Right. Hey,
all over Jimmy's pants. And
oh, no.
You dirty, no good slob. And Miss Moss says, Dorothy, please. We don't need that kind of language. And Janie gets up and she says, I got to get away from that smell. And Dorothy says, I'm going to vomit and if I stay here another minute. And she starts gagging and Joe McElroy gets up and he's running around with a bucket in the classroom. And Kenneth Randall,
doing?
He started, hey, man, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to stay in no shit place, man.
And what happened to you?
And I'm over there and I said, Jimmy, what the hell did you do, boy? And Miss Paul says, Frank, keep still. What a mess. So they mopped the floor and then the floor was all slippery.
Oh.
You couldn't walk on it. And the smell was still there.
And the smell
we had to open
there.
Up all the windows and everybody started getting cold, you know.
Yeah, of course. But you have to get the smell
out. When
it
was like in the early fall.
Temporarily.
But I'll never forget it. And then Jimmy says,
You better send for Mr. Kramer.
And Miss Moss said, No, we don't need Mr. Kramer. He'll only get upset.
Oh, yeah. He'll get very agitated. I don't want Mr. Kramer to get aggravated. Agitated, Jimmy. Aggravate him.
Jimmy couldn't pronounce words, you know. I think he was autistic, I don't know.
Aggravate him.
Well, he probably was still a little scared of Kramer, even though he did some crazy things.
But what a mess, you know. And then we I had to mop the floor 3-4 times. Oh, man, I'll never forget it. It was absolutely outrageous. And you had to sit there all day and do your schoolwork. And the aroma.
Oh, God.
The aroma would come up in your nostril. And then when it was time to eat lunch, everybody said, I can't eat in here. I'm going to vomit.
That's
everybody
right.
wanted to vomit.
That's the truth, though. I used to accidentally in our backyard, we have a ramp and we have the wheelchair lift. Well, the wheelchair lift is for the front part of the yard. The back of the yard has just the ramp that we had. Well, we had dogs, too. So everybody knows when you have dogs, they go everywhere.
Shut up that Morse code.
What?
That's Morse code in the background.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's interesting. We used to use clicker.
Yeah, you got sound effects in the background. Now, tell your story again.
Okay. So they had this this actual, like, thing that we could train them to, you know, get this done, but we were having difficulty with hearing a lot of things because we were in a main...
Well, wait a minute. You could train who?
Train the dogs, too. The dogs.
Oh, you got to say that. Train the dogs.
Yeah.
Train the dogs
training
to do what?
At the time with the... you know, pooping and peeing and all that in the backyard. Yeah. But they were not.
So.
They never took it so to heart, let's put it that way. They never did it, what we trained them to do at times, because it was just a limited space in the backyard that we had for it. So we realized very quickly that these dogs were... you know, didn't want to be so limited to such a small area. So we had to walk with them around.
They
got to
go where they're comfortable.
Exactly. They didn't want to be in one spot. So we were like, oh, great, now we got to walk. This is us learning, not the dogs. Us learning. The dogs knew already. So we were training on a natural basis, not on a being in a backyard basis.
All right, in a sight. Let's see, Monday night's Mad or Glad.
Yeah.
Talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night's open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home show.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And I believe it's unique. I don't believe there's any other show like that.
No, there isn't.
Around.
I officially looked. It's a weird one, but... I like it.
It's unique.
Very unique.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Thursday is different subjects. And Friday night, frolics. That's what we got tonight. The funnies here. On Friday night, I had a couple of jokes. Let's see. Woman goes to a psychiatrist, see?
Uh-oh.
And she says, doctor. She says, what am I going to do? My brother thinks he's a bus.
Your brother's
a bus? He says, yeah, I don't know what... And she says, well, did you take him to a doctor to find out what happened? No, I took him to California.
Uh-oh.
He's a bus.
He's rogue with him.
And then there's another one. Let's see, what was the other one? Oh, man, I can't think of it right now.
That's what happens.
A friend of mine told me a couple of jokes. I hate writing down jokes.
Me too.
I don't like writing down jokes. You know, you gotta keep them in your head, in your mind. You got to ad-lib them, you know.
Yeah, you do.
You know, all these
you come
famous...
out with funnier ones.
All these famous comics... People don't realize it, but They use cue cards.
Yeah.
They don't memorize all that stuff.
They can't.
They had to memorize all that stuff. Forget it.
Yeah.
You know. They use a cue card.
What about a teleprompter? Can they use that?
A what?
A teleprompter.
What is that? It's like a...
It's a device that, like, if people are reading at the news or something, it comes by, like, a sentence at a time, and it keeps going.
Well, yeah,
down.
You can... Well, but that, you gotta have the right pace.
Yeah, that's true, too.
In accordance with the person who's reading it.
Yeah.
That could mess you up, a teleprompter.
I know. I tried it. Like at least twice
thing goes off,
already,
yeah.
And I have a software to try and make things go faster, but it ain't working. A couple times I've tried it on our show. I can't do it.
Well, it's better if it goes slower. You could see it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Probably
it would
better.
Be. Better for me.
I think cue cards are better than teleprompters because you know you can
this slower,
do it at
yeah.
your own. own
Well, yeah. I guess I could do that. I'll figure it out. That's a good idea, actually.
It's funny when the comic get up there and they're supposed to read the cue cards.
Uh-oh.
And they don't read them. They make mistakes. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they can't read them.
That's even funnier, is it?
Anyway, Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. You want to email us, innersight@pmfemale.com without attachments. Don't send any attachments.
Yeah.
I'm going to erase them.
That's right, and I'll help them to erase them, that is.
All right. Inner Sight, and anybody out there, we got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. You got any good jokes or riddles? Or,
I don't remember them that easily.
Questions?
I have to write them down even though I don't like them that way. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You hear what happened last Halloween, see?
Oh, okay.
Count Dracula went
okay.
to, or the Invisible Man, I should say, went to visit Count Dracula, see?
Oh,
at his
okay.
big castle in Transylvania, you know.
Yeah.
Big giant castle in the woods and all that with all the sweet animals surrounded and all that. And his butler said, the Invisible Man is here to see you, Count. And Count Dracula said, tell him I cannot see him. I cannot see him.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody told me that. I didn't think it was funny at first, but now I do.
Yeah, it is.
Tell him I cannot see him.
That's
the Invisible Man.
Woo!
All right, Inner Sight. And then, you heard about the Italians during the last war, World War II, sitting over there in Germany, you know.
Yeah.
And they could hardly speak English, you know.
That's right.
Giuseppe and Carlos, you know. The big boat.
Yes.
The big boat comes up, you know, one of the... submarine, German submarines. They used to call them U-boats.
Uh-huh.
And Carlos says to Giovanni, hey, Giovanni, ain't that a U-boat? And Giovanni says, no, it ain't my boat. Maybe it's a U-boat.
I could actually see that happening.
That ain't in my boat.
Maybe
it's a U-boat. Woo! All right. That's a cute one. I like that one.
Yeah.
It's wait a
funny,
minute.
Though.
You got a joke?
Not me. I want to tell you to say that joke, and you said it without me having
to. Oh. Now you like the U-boat joke, huh?
I like that one.
It wasn't my joke. That was yours. You told me. I didn't tell you.
All right. In a sight.
It's always been a cute one.
With that one, and we'll try to dig up some more. You know, the old joke when...
We'll expand.
The joke when... on the honeymoon is when they had a big meeting, a big raccoon meeting, and the grand high mystic exalter was giving a speech. Now we haven't gotten enough members. This is our membership drive, and where's all the new members? And Ralph says, I should have done a lot better. I got to talk to some of the guys down at the bus depot. And then Grogan, Ralph says, Grogan's the only one that has a legitimate excuse. He's an undertaker. He can't talk to his people. And Norton says, I have no excuse. Down there in the sewer, I should have come up with a few. So there you have it, folks. Inner sight.
We should have come up with an excuse.
Yeah, down the sewer.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be with you Monday with the Matter Glad. In a sight, I want to thank all our listeners. Hey, give me a grand total. You got a total?
Yeah, I saw it, and it was still
14,000
over that lovely thing that we really wanted it to be. It's 115,000. It didn't quite get there yet. So it's 114,768.
All right, 114,768.
Yay!
A good number.
Thank you for listening.
All right, everybody out there. Be with you on Monday. Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. Thank you so much. Our tentative date for the demonstration for the nursing home, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2. We need all the support we can get. We need people who are going to work online and people who will join us at the site.
20 seconds.
At the site that we're going to... We haven't picked it out yet. So make a note of that date, September 17th, Saturday. Inner Sight, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time on Inner Sight. Goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone. Goodbye. Good night, everyone.